On August 16th, boxing legends Ray Boom Boom Mancini and Kelly Pavlik are rallying for Robert in a special charity softball game at Eastwood Field. The champs will each lead a team of celebrity players and local patients, with all proceeds benefiting the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Tickets include an event t-shirt featuring Kelly and Ray, admission to both the softball game and the Scrappers game immediately afterwards, plus a free food and drink voucher. It's more than just a softball game, it's a rally for hope. Get your tickets now at mvscrappers.com. One of a kind, Eastwood Mall. Coming up on Eastwood Insider, we'll hear from our celebrity team managers, Youngstown boxing legends, Ray Boom Boom Mancini and Kelly Pavlik.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Eastwood Insider. My name is Johnny Ciccatelli. I'm the Regional Director of Marketing and Communications here at Eastwood. And today's episode, we're focused on a very cool event that we're putting together here at the Eastwood Mall Complex. It is called Rallying for Robert, a charity celebrity softball game at Eastwood Field, all in support of a great cause. All proceeds of this event go to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. You'll hear all about that stuff coming up a little bit later with some very special guests. First, though, I'd like to welcome in the person that the event is named after, Robert Lucarelle himself. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. And now I've known Bobby here for a few weeks as we've been putting this event together a few months. So, you know, I feel comfortable calling you Bobby. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So I know we're rallying for Robert. First of all, this is an event to bring some awareness and, you know, just some eyes to the cause here of Crohn's and colitis. Can you tell us a little bit about it, your connection and your story?
In 2018, I started noticing some pain in my stomach. Very bad pain, like sharp pain, like someone stabbed me with a screwdriver. And in 2020, that's when I was told it was Crohn's disease and Akron Children's. And for a couple of years, I was trying to, you know, fight it and nothing was working. And in 2021, I went to the ICU in Cleveland Clinic for 10 days. My body shut down. My intestine burst and the West Nile virus after all of my bloodstream. And for 10 days, I was fighting for my life. And then I had surgery. And then a year later, I had to get surgery again. And ever since then, I've been well. No fame.
How old were you when you first started having your symptoms?
I was about 12, 13 years old. This one night, I'm laying in bed and this came out of nowhere. It's horrible, horrible pain.
And you're local here in the Mahoning Valley, right? Tell everybody where you grew up and, you know, your roots here in the valley.
I grew up in Brookfield, Ohio. It's a little place outside, kind of by Sharon, PA. Not a lot of people know about it. That's where I grew up. I went to Brookfield schools, played golf in high school. And,
And so as an athlete growing up with this disease, how did it affect you? Did it affect you and your athletic?
Tremendously. I could not swing a golf club to save my life. Power, everything was going like 100 yards. I tried to work out. It would not do anything. Try to eat. And the much I'd watch what I eat. And I couldn't really have, you know, healthy things to eat. Or it was basically just eggs and rice all day. Sometimes I got sick of it, so I just wouldn't eat. Or if my stomach was hurting, I didn't eat for like 3 to 4 days at a time.
Wow. It's tough for a young kid, especially. So what did you know about Crohn's when you were diagnosed?
I just knew nothing. I knew nothing about Crohn's. But when I got diagnosed, my mom's boss gave me this book called Health to the Normal by Mike Florek, who is from Youngstown. And that's how I learned about Crohn's. You know, what it could do to someone, what life is like with it, what your life could be with it. And I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of scared, kind of want to give up. I almost wanted to give up on life, but I knew to keep going.
Well, it's good to hear that you overcame and you're persevering. Tell us about how Rallying for Robert came together.
So when I was in the ICU, you know, a lot of people on social media were supporting me, and my Aunt Jill, I saw she put this purple ribbon with my name on it, And I said, rallying for Robert. And I looked at my mom and dad. I said, this is amazing. I said, one day this is going to be something. And sure enough, a couple years later, I still want to do something. I was trying to figure out. And it all started with a t-shirt. I said, I'll probably sell like this to family stuff. But no, it got bigger than a t-shirt, as we can see. So
for a little spoiler alert, we're going to hear from some celebrities here coming up in the show. We've got a big, softball game we're putting together August 16th. Tickets are on sale now at mvscrappers.com. You can find a link through the Eastwood Mall's event page. And we're going to hear from our celebrity coaches. Who's coaching for us in this game?
Well, you got Kelly the Ghost Pavlik and Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Wow. Two heavyweight. They're not literal heavyweights. Two heavyweight icon, boxers and champions from the Mahoning Valley. It's so cool that they came on to support this cause.
Absolutely.
And we've got some other celebrities as well that we're going to hear from. We've got in the game itself, we have singers, podcasters, news personalities. We've got local patients that are going to play in the game. We've got some business owners. There's, Robert's going to play in the game as well.
Of course I am.
All with Boom Boom and Kelly Pavlik as the coaches. And, we've got a really cool thing. The head umpire of the game is former Major League Baseball umpire and Mahoning Valley native John Hirschbeck.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait to see if Boom Boom disagrees with a call and gets out there and starts kicking some dirt on John Hirschbeck. That could be pretty fun.
That would be.
So, we're going to hear from Kelly and Ray coming up here shortly, as well as a representative from the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. But again, we just want to remind you, tickets are on sale. You can get them at mvscrappers.com, or you can go to the box office at Eastwood Field here in the Eastwood Mall Complex. It's going to be great. There's what you get with your ticket is admission to the softball game, admission to the Scrappers game that evening. You get a food and a drink voucher, so like a hot dog, chips, and a drink. And you get an event t-shirt marking, the event with Kelly and Ray on there. It'll be pretty cool. It's a great, limited edition t-shirt you want to take home and, have for the memories. But it's going to be a very fun event. I can't wait to be there. August 16th, don't miss it, rallying for Robert. One of a kind, Eastwood Mall. All right, everybody. Now I'm joined by another very special guest, one of our team managers, the one, the only, Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Thank you, Ray, for joining us.
Pleasure, John. Pleasure. Looking forward to the game.
So we've got, two teams here, Team Mancini, Team Pavlik. It's all for a great cause. It's all for, we're rallying for Robert. We just heard from Robert Lucarell about his battle with Crohn's disease. This is something that brings a lot of attention to Crohn's and IBD here in the Mahoning Valley. It's something the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is trying to do, is spread more awareness. So first of all, thanks for being a part of the event. And, when you get a call saying, hey, Ray, we got this event coming up, you want to be a part of this? Tell us what goes through your mind and something like that, and why you did want to be involved.
Well, first of all, John, I'm very honored. I'm very flattered they think of me. And second of all, look, I'm all about helping causes, especially local, which is why when I started my foundation, it was about help those local. And when I have my own foundation, when I do my foundation events, we're going to January, we'll be doing the fight night again. We'll do another speaker series this coming year, and we're going to get back to doing the bowling event. It was the first year we missed the bowling event in 6-7 years. So people like that. So I have my own events, and I would hope people would help support that. So I understand when you need support from the community for your particular event.
Well, for anybody who's watching, give you some reason to come out to this event. This is a softball game right before a Scrappers game. And it features some local celebrities. Obviously, we've got Ray. Obviously, we've got Kelly. We've also got, some of your favorite news personalities will be there. We've got Jackie Popovec from the Vindies. She's going to be there. We've got some authors, some podcast hosts. There's also some patients playing in the game. A lot of recognizable faces from around the valley. So you're going to want to come out. It's going to be a fun event. I'm looking forward to seeing how Boom Boom does as a manager.
Very player friendly. My players love playing for me. I coach Little League if they still want to play for me. But I do get on the other team. And you know, I like to rattle the team. So when I'm talking from the dugout, I'm talking to the other team. You know, look, hey, I tell people, here's what I would tell them. We may not win the game, but we will win all the fights. That's for sure. First of all, we're going to play Billy Ball. I'm a fan of Billy Martin. Billy Ball. We're going to be going double steals, not a button, short ball. We play little ball, play Billy Ball.
I was going to say, I don't think a lot of people know that you've got a background in baseball.
Yeah, I played baseball on my leg. And when I was 18, I was fortunate to have the Connie Mack tournament we have here in Youngstown for the Class B 18 and under is the largest in the country. And the winner out of Ohio usually favored to win the World Series. We were runners-up locally. So the top two teams go to the regional. In the regional, we knocked off the Cincinnati team that beat us in the championship. We beat them out there in the semifinal to go to the championship. But we got beat in the championship by the local team there. And that was the reason it was a bittersweet because I was ending my baseball career and I knew it, but I was moving to New York and I was waiting for the game to get up, my season be over to go to New York, get ready to go to New York. So I was, as much as I look forward to going to New York, as much as I look forward to finishing the season, seeing if we get the World Series, it ended in the regional district and it worked out, So, but after that, I had a good tournament. The Toronto Blue Jays offered me a minor league contract, which, like I said, I was very flattered, but I don't know if that meant a whole lot because they're only second year in the league. I think they were offering anybody a contract. Yeah, they just needed guys. But I made the All-State team because I had a heck of a series there. When I pick one player for each position, I played center field, and I made the All-State team. So I'm very proud of that because I did have a good series.
We're putting this out to you and Kelly. You guys are the managers, but you can also, if you elect to,
put yourself in the game as a player manager.
Depending on the situation in the game, I may have to come in and see if I can spray this ball or knock some people in. Depending on who we got. If we got some guys, softball ain't the hardest thing. It doesn't seem like it's the hardest thing to hit, but I've played slow pitch and fast pitch, And then it ain't easy, because you're trying to place it. You think you can just hit it anywhere. And a lot of guys, you go over the top of the ball, you go underneath the ball. So it's depending on the situation, if we need to knock in a run, I may have to come in and see if I could do that.
Besides celebrity players, we also have a celebrity umpire with us. Former MLB umpire John Hirschbeck has agreed to play.
I play Billy Ball. Tell him to get his paws for his shoes, because I've been throwing dirt on them shoes, kicking dirt on them shoes.
All right, we can't wait, Ray. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you on August 16th.
Got it. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, we're here now with one of our celebrity team managers, Kelly the Ghost Pavlik, the champ.
Yeah.
One of the faces, the pride of Youngstown. Thank you so much for being involved in this event. We're really happy to have you. And just, if you could tell the folks at home how you got involved with Rallying for Robert.
Yeah, Robert sent me a message. I started reading, what the cause for, what was going on, and started talking with him through text message. And I was like, yeah, and at first I didn't know if I was playing or not. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to play. I haven't, done much in a while. And he said about being a manager. And then I was like, this sounds like a really cool event. I did one before back in 08 after I won a title. And we did kind of a celebrity golf match at the Kissimmee Park. So this, I thought it would be cool. And again, for what it's for and the cause, I think it's just, that's why it was a no-brainer to to say yes.
Yeah. So when we put this this whole event together, we were thinking about that. We said, you know, should we ask them to play? But we thought, you know what? It'd be pretty cool to have you coach. And as a manager, you can always put yourself in to pinch hit.
Absolutely.
At the end of the game with the game on the line. If that's up to you, that's your call. Yeah. So
I thought about that scenario quite a few times. So
we're going to have our draft here coming up soon. You're going to have your team separated. But just to give you an idea of some of the players, Jackie Popovec from the Vindies is going to play. A lot of local news celebrities, our news personalities are going to play. We've got authors. We've got podcasters. We've got all kind of people, as well as some patients who actually have Crohn's disease and IBD. They're going to play in this game, too. You know, do you have any personal connections to this kind of a thing, Crohn's or IBD, anything that hits home for you?
I was young when my grandfather passed away on my mom's side, and I believe he had Crohn's disease. So it does, but just the digestive issues and whatnot, you know, I can't get into all the medical terms, but, you know, it is serious, and it's something that's very common anymore, you know, and so I think we're starting to see a lot more, many more cases of it. So yeah, I think it's important to bring the awareness to it. I truly do. And doing stuff like this is a big step, and it's a big help.
Yeah, and we're very thankful that you're involved, and to lend your name and your status to an event like this really does help bring awareness to Crohn's and colitis and the foundation. All proceeds of this event are going to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. We're going to hear from Dawn Stock coming up here shortly. She's a representative from that foundation. But again, Kelly, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the event. It's going to be real fun, guys. It's going to be just a fun time. And we also have Major League umpire John Hirschbeck is going to be your umpire. So
nice. I love John. I've golfed with him many times. He's a great person. I'm sure he'll call the fair strikes and balls on this one, too. I know he will. I'll talk with John. I'll say, hey, if you're close, strike, okay? So.
All right, Kelly, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, everybody, now I'm joined by another special guest, senior manager at the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Dawn Stock. Thank you very much for being here, Dawn.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first off, tell folks about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. What's the mission and how'd you get involved in this project?
Yeah, so the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, I'm out here representing our Northern Ohio chapter, which ranges from the Pennsylvania border up here all the way down to Toledo. This is our first big event in the Mahoning Valley, and at the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, we are here to improve the quality of life in our patients and ultimately find cures.
And rallying for Robert, this event for Robert Lucarelle, and it's not just for Robert, it's really to bring awareness to the whole Mahoning Valley about these issues. Tell us about how you got involved with this event.
Yeah, so nearly 1 in 100 Americans are affected by IBD, also known as inflammatory bowel disease. And Robert he's been on the journey for a while, and he reached out to the foundation and we got connected, and he said, I want to do something out here. I don't think that there is enough presence out here. I don't think that there is enough awareness. And I couldn't have agreed more. I'm local to the area, and I have been trying to get some of our resources out here. And Robert stepped in, and right away he said, I know some people and I have an idea. Let's do a celebrity softball game. Let's bring some awareness out here and get some resources to our patients.
All right. So tickets are still on sale for this event. It's coming up August 16th. Again, I've said this before, but you'll get tickets to the Scrappers game, the softball game. You'll get a food and a drink voucher, and you'll get a really cool t-shirt that's got both the champs on it, Kelly Pavlik and Boom Boom Mancini. How can folks get tickets?
Yeah, so just head over to mbscrappers.com and come out and support Robert and his journey and all the other patients and caregivers in the Valley August 16th at 4:30.
That's right. And also, if you wanted to, you could stop by the box office at Eastwood Field, get tickets there. There's also going to be a band playing that night. I forgot to mention a band named Potentia. They're going to be playing a live performance. So it's going to be a great night. Lots of fun. Don't miss it. I want to thank everybody for being involved. Kelly Pavlik, Boom Boom Mancini, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and Robert Lucarelle. So really thank you. And thank you to the Scrappers for letting us play here on Eastwood Field. We really can't wait. We'll see you all at the game. Thank you very much. One of a kind.